December 24th, Dismayed. Who will not fear, O Lord, and glorify your name? Revelation 15:4. People who have put their faith in Jesus find it inconceivable that not all do. Christians see the power, love, and creativity of God everywhere, and times of extreme trial cause them to rest even more upon the hope of their faith. I've heard Christians say many times at funerals and in tragedy, "I don't know how people without Jesus go through this." The need for God seems palpable in tribulation. Yet the worshipful question of this multitude has already been answered in the Revelation. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, nor give up worshiping demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk, nor did they repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts. 9:20-21. It seems that people who've once and finally rejected Jesus cannot see their way back to the idea of faith. Once we completely rule out faith in the I Am as a lifestyle, even if we have once declared Jesus Lord, 2 Peter 2:20, the only answer is a further slide into sinful depravity. Don't be dismayed when the world does not believe. Pray for the opportunity to reach those who've not yet ruled out faith in Jesus and a stronger faith of your own.